This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Oh, good afternoon, Melbourne. And yes, it is the escape hour. Yes, it is Saturday afternoon. And you're here with us on Joy 94.9, which is pretty damn exciting, I will say. My name is Russ Masterton. I'm one half of the escape hour. My fabulous cohort and gorgeous woman, generally speaking, just fabulous.
Oh,
all our gorgeous
Thank
chick
you.
Is Fiona Brooke. Hello, Fiona Brooke.
Hello, Russ.
How are you, darling?
Yeah, I tell you, I was outside a little while ago and it was just glorious.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Gorgeous out there today.
I just wish it'd be like this all the time.
Now, you were a bikey mole last weekend. What on earth?
Yes. Well, my lovely boyfriend has a motorbike and we decided to take a spontaneous trip out to Gippsland.
How wonderful.
We went tooling around on the back roads and kind of got lost on the Grand Ridge Road, which is kind of hard because it is actually just one road, but it was a dirt road. We had wallabies and we sadly ran over a snake, which was a bit – we didn't really like that. But it was just – it looked like a twig on the road. What can I say? And we had some wallabies and then we went to out for dinner in Traralgon to apparently Traralgon's best restaurant, which was tasty. But they put – bloody parmesan cheese on everything.
Well, yeah.
Everything.
What's that for? To hide the taste? Is it to hide the real taste?
Anyway, but it was really fun. We had a great time.
Was that a romantic weekend away for you two? Or?
It was a little bit because it was unplanned.
Nice. That's
unplanned
very nice.
Unplanned and very, so it was lovely. Thank you for holding the fort for me so that
That's
I
right.
could.
And did you have your Jackie O glasses on and the scarf blowing behind you? And
well, it was a bit hot for a scarf.
Oh,
the most
yes.
fun bit was when we were on the Grand Ridge Road, which is, you know, in forest, where we could actually ride without jackets, so we're just riding in our t-shirts.
Oh, how wonderful.
That was pretty exciting. Never done that before.
There's nothing better than wrapping your arms around a big burly man who's riding a motorbike, is
That's
there?
Pretty exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so
when's
that
your boyfriend free to take me?
Yeah, I think we might have to ask him.
Okay, well, I'm in for that. I can tell you right here and now.
It's all about how are you going to be a good passenger?
I am. I do pillion well.
Oh, well, that's good to know because you just can't be moving around too much.
No, you can't. And you've got to lean with them. You do have to lean with them.
You can't be too much of a scaredy cat.
No.
I grew up riding motorbikes on a
Did
farm
you?
When I was a kid.
Okay. Well, my brother used to have motorbikes and I'd sort of pop on it every now and then. But, there were several times when I drove it straight into a tree or a bush and he wasn't overly keen. So although I do remember being a teenager and my next door neighbour who rode a Honda 754.
Right. Well, that's a big one.
His name was Gary O'Connor. And we were living in Horsham at the time and he took us out onto the great – me and himself, I had onto the Great Western Highway and we were going almost 200 kilometres an hour and I had my arms wrapped around him and I thought, yeah, I'm pretty much a gay man.
Yeah.
I've arrived.
Took a very fast motorbike.
Yeah, I've arrived.
That one. Well, I must admit I grew up in country Victoria as well and I had a friend whose brothers were all bikies, three of them.
Wow.
And they used to call me Boney Maroney.
Oh, good.
Because I was a really skinny little kid and it was the time of that song.
I got a girl named Boney Maroney.
Yes, and my nickname is Boney Maroney, but they didn't take me on their bike, I think, because I was only 10.
Okay, you might have been a bit young for it.
Might have been a bit young. So what's
Do you know what's
news?
Been happening? Oh, travel news this week. Let's jump straight in, shall
yeah.
we? Celebrity Cruises has made this huge announcement that they've had their first same-sex marriage at sea. Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic.
It was a caravan cruise and a couple of American guys decided that, you know, this is the time for it and they jumped on board and they got married by the captain because the captain's actually officiando or whatever you call it on board. I don't know.
The
priestess or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he married them both and they said, I do. And they danced the night away around the Caribbean. So how exciting is that?
That sounds beautiful.
It does, doesn't it?
I saw the most fantastic documentary on SBS about a cruise that was put together for the Chinese LGBTI community because it's highly illegal.
Yes, absolutely.
And so they would actually get on this boat. They would bring their families onto the boat and their parents. They would sail out to beyond Chinese waters and they would conduct weddings.
That's a great idea.
Because they were outside of Chinese jurisdiction.
And they could do whatever they
liked. They could do whatever they liked. A fantastic documentary.
Yeah. Well, I loved this whole concept of getting married at sea, so I think that'd be great. Could you imagine it?
It would be really beautiful.
What do you do with a drunken sailor, as they say?
Well, I don't. Hopefully not toss them over.
Exactly right, exactly right. Now, the top 10 cities in the world were announced this week. Uh-huh. The most livable, the most fabulous, the most...
How many different sort of, you know, there's a lot of those lists.
Well, what I like about it is Sydney didn't make it.
It didn't make it.
Like
that about Sydney.
No, Sydney's there, you know. But Melbourne's the most gorgeous city in Australia. We all know that as being Melburnians, and that's where Joy 94.9 is based.
That's correct.
Not to, you know, denounce our Sydney brothers and sisters. We love you too. But, you know, this is the place in Australia to live, obviously. Would you like to know what the top 10 are?
I would love to know.
And you just yay and nay, as I say them, maybe. Okay, so the top 10 cities most livable in the world, all in order from 1 to 10, are Chicago. Chicago's number one, yep. So that's the windy city, and with all that outrageous, fantastic architecture. So if you're a new architect,
so that's number one or number 10?
Number one. Yep. Number two is Porto in Portugal.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, Porto is to die for.
I have been to Portugal, but I haven't made it to Porto.
Okay, if you like port. That's where port.
Oh, you
that's
know,
where liquor, that's, the port liquor is from.
God, that's really sad because I've been to Shiraz in Iran and there's no Shiraz in Iran.
That's true. I've heard that too. Number three is New York City, which is a give. You know, no problem there. Mm-hmm. Number four is Melbourne.
Really? Under New York City?
Just under New York City. We made it.
Wow.
Beautiful old Melbourne town. What a
now,
great
whose
place.
Whose list is this again?
I don't know. I found it on a travel website today when I was doing research for the show.
Okay, well, all lists are valid around here. Yep,
so number five is London. So Melbourne's before London, which, you know, right on Melbourne.
Crapola weather, which means that it's unlivable.
Then we go Madrid, Manchester, Lisbon. Okay.
You know, I was never interested in Manchester, but after they had that terrible bombing last year, I heard so much about the spirit of the Mancurians that I just wanted to get there.
Yep. Well, they know how to pull themselves together.
Madrid, Manchester.
Manchester and Lisbon. So Portugal's right on the mark. And actually, if anyone's thinking about doing a trip to Portugal at all this year, you can get married there. Gay and lesbian people can get married there. So same-sex marriage is legal. And from a an affordability perspective, Portugal itself is very, very cheap. So you can fly there and you've got cheap accommodation and you can have an amazing three-course meal for $40 and they have the beautiful Belen cakes, which, you know, if you eat a dozen of those, you won't be able to walk for a week. And
they have some very interesting food in Portugal. I loved it, but they have, you know, the bacalá, which is the creamed kind of cod dish.
Yes.
And then I had this other cake that was made with so many egg yolks. It's made with like 12 egg yolks. I would not recommend that you have the bacalá with lots of Portuguese wine and then the eggy cake because that it's just going to do you in. But they have incredible food. I just loved it.
It is. Portugal is fantastic. The last two were Philadelphia and Barcelona. And, you know, what do I say? Barcelona, if you're a gay man, you just head out straight to Sitges and you lie on the beach there and you party the weekend away, which is pretty much what every gay person in Europe does. So,
is that the case?
It is. They have lots of it's a super duper gay friendly beach area in Spain,
and they have
you know, Bear Week, Twink Week, Happy Week, you name it week, and it's flooded with all types of, you know, gorgeous same sex people, and they get right into it in Sitges, which is just a wee train ride from Barcelona.
Well, because I've been to Barcelona quite a few times, I haven't quite made it.
Well, you're going to have to go to Sitges. You'll be pleasantly surprised. They pour a stiff drink in Sitges.
Well, I think that one of the main things you need to make sure of when you're in Barcelona is not to get rolled.
Exactly right.
On the Rambla.
Does it happen?
Oh, it happens all the time. Okay. A friend of mine got rolled, but he was carrying 900 euro in his pocket, which is pretty silly. I mean, really.
Why would you?
I did blame him somewhat. I was like, what were you thinking? Anyway.
Well, there's your top 10 for the week. Now, again, that's Chicago, Porto, New York, Melbourne, London, Madrid. Remember that song, Pop Music?
Yeah.
I thought I was singing that then. Manchester, Lisbon, Philadelphia and Barcelona. So we are about to go to a message because we've got a fantastic guest on the Escape Hour today, but we would like to hear from you today as to where you might like to get married. We just had a couple of friends who were married at sea on the Caribbean on a cruise line, which is fantastic, and the top 10 cities have just been named, so maybe you want to get married in one of those. So how can our listeners contact us today, Fee?
SMS 0427JOY949. You can phone the front desk and speak to the lovely Neil on 1300JOY949, or you can email us in the studio here on air at joy.org.au.
And we'd like to know where you want to get married and why. This is a bit of a where to get married show today.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Have a message.
We don't get out
we
of town.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you did ask the question, where will our listeners be getting married? And we have a fantastic listener who's let us know. My partner of 33 years and I are getting married at Dalesford during the beautiful Chill Out Festival,
whoopee!
Which is the long weekend in March. We are looking forward to sharing our special day with our rainbow community. Home is where the heart is.
That is lovely. 33 yeah. years together and finally getting married
at
Dalesford.
You don't
wow.
have to get on a plane and travel or get
no,
on
you
a
don't.
Boat. You could just do it at home.
Dalesford's beautiful.
It is beautiful. So, and, you know, you can have a lovely spend all your money at the lake house, or you can choose from plenty of other accommodations.
Go and have a spa
well.
Down at Hepburn.
You can go and have a spa. There's so many restaurants. I mean, I used to live in Dalesford.
Did
so,
you?
Yep, I did.
God, you've been around,
years.
Haven't you?
It's a while since I've been there, so I'm sort of out of the loop when it comes to restaurants. They sort of do open and close a bit up there. But I hope that you guys have a fantastic
Congratulations,
fantastic
lovely
time.
Ladies. That's amazing news, and we hope you have a great weekend, that long weekend. Again, if you are going to get married or you'd like to get married somewhere, we would love to hear where you are going to get married today on the Escape Hour. How can the listeners contact us, Fiona?
They can send an SMS to 0427JOY949. Phone the front desk, 1300JOY949, or email us here in the studio at onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, now that it's legal, we want to know where you are going for your honeymoon. How exciting is that?
Well, I think we've got to get the ceremony first. It's where you're going to get married first.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Well, get married and or honeymoon.
Are you getting married?
No.
No, you're not?
No, I'm not. Much to my parents' dismay, I'm not that interested in marriage, really.
My boy says that we have to be together for 15 years. I don't know the logic in that, but anyway.
Really? Yeah, have you asked him why? What is that, some sort of strange Argentinian custom?
I have no idea. It's sort of, he says if we're together for 15 years, that means we're together for life and he'll do it then. So,
okay.
So we've only got eight more to go. Halfway there. That's right. You know, and I'm hoping the seven-year itch doesn't sort of, you know, grab a hold. But, yeah, I've got eight more to go.
It's exciting to look. We've got something to
you
look
can plan.
Forward to. Yeah,
you can get a great deal on accommodation right
exactly.
now. If you want to go there
exactly. Can you imagine how big my glory box is going to be if
exactly.
I start planning now? Yes.
Yeah, put some pennies aside.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be fantastic. What about yourself? Married? No married?
No, never been married.
Okay.
It's long-term relationships, but was never really the marrying kind.
Yes.
That might change these days with, you know, wonderful changes that we've had here in Australia over
Fantastic,
the last few
it?
Months.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know. Someone might ask me.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are a lot of people, I believe, that probably never thought marriage was for them, and now because they can, it's like, well, you can just refresh your point of view. I haven't refreshed my point of view, unfortunately. But.
Well, I'm seriously, this year is my year to go and become I'm going to go and do the marriage celebrancy course.
Oh, are you?
I am, because, you know, you just never know when one of your friends may say, hey.
Look, I have a couple of people in my, you know, friends of mine that I think would just make fantastic wedding celebrants. I could do that sort of thing. I think I'd be really good. But I remember I told you I used to be a wedding photographer.
Yes, you did.
And after shooting about 150 weddings, I thought I would probably kill myself. And I really was not. I mean, if I wasn't into it.
So what you're really saying is if you did change your mind and got married, there'd be no photographs.
There'd be no photographs. I believe in long-term commitment, not wedding ceremonies.
Fair enough. Each to their own. We're very diverse here.
But Joy 94.9.
Whereabouts are our Joy listeners getting married this year, Fiona?
We have some new exciting updates from our Joy listeners. Great show. Thank you, Robert. We are getting married in August at Brighton Savoy.
Ooh.
That sounds very swish.
It does sound really nice,
and
doesn't it?
Then a honeymoon Solomon Island cruise.
Wow.
The wedding is our 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's you guys, beautiful. That is so wonderful. I'm loving all these, you know, GLBTI couples that have been together for years and years waiting for this moment.
I know.
It's Solomon Islands, Brighton Savoy. You guys know how to live it up,
absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. We want to hear all about the Solomon Islands.
Maybe I think Fiona and I are free that afternoon, actually, if you want us to come to the wedding, aren't we, Fee?
Definitely.
Oh, I'd love to come. Yes, thank you very much.
You can arrange some tickets for us.
Yes, we'll be there. In fact, we'll come on the cruise with you as well.
This has been the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.